For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.
And finally today, a former Maine rail boss is among those facing prosecution by the Canadian government for the July 2013 derailment in Lac-Mégantic, Quebec, which claimed 48 lives. Tom Porter has more.
According to Canadian media reports, Robert Grindrod, chief executive of the now bankrupt Montreal, Maine and Atlantic Canada Railway, is among six former employees being charged in connection with the oil train disaster. Canadian Transport Minister Lisa Raitt told CBC that charges are being filed under the Railway Safety Act and the Fisheries Act, but more could follow.
This may not be the end of charges. There is the Transportation of Dangerous Goods Act that still must be adhered to. There's an investigation with respect to that.
Raitt says the Canadian government intends to prosecute those responsible, no matter how long it takes. For MPBN News, I'm Tom Porter.
And at 13 minutes before 6, it's time to check the weather forecast with meteorologist Paul Cousins.
A few isolated yet volatile thunderstorms will arc seaward across southernmost Maine during the next few hours, while harmless showers and thunderstorms race across the rest of the state through midnight. Skies partially clearing north with complete clearing for the rest of the state, upper 40s north near 60 south. Tomorrow much drier and shinier, partly sunny Holton north, more sun than clouds for the remainder of the state, brightest Portland south, breezy, upper 60s north, low 80s south. Thursday, sun.